Hey everyone, welcome back to Walking with God. I have a great episode planned for us today. I'm going to go ahead and get into it here. Sorry about that. It took so long to get another episode out. Anchor was down for a little bit, so I wasn't able to get an episode out, but I'm getting one out right now. And then this week going forward, I'm starting where I'm doing episodes on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That way it doesn't get burnt out. That way, you know, I just don't lose the passion for it. You know, God's been blessing. So I'm so thankful. God has been blessing this podcast, and we have a Facebook page now. It's the Walking with God podcast page on Facebook, so if you want to go over there and like that, that's where we'll be posting all updates and news and anything that has to do with episodes and the podcast itself will be on there. But let's go ahead and get into it and have fun today, and we'll go ahead and start out with prayer like I always do. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for today. Thank you for letting us be able to just have this show, God. Thank you so much for the Anchor podcast and let me be able to do this. So thank you so much for blessing it and the listeners we have, God. And I'm just so thankful that you're blessing me, and I don't deserve it, God. I ask you, please forgive me for my sins and why I fail you. I fail you every day, and you continue to forgive me, and I'm so thankful that you're a merciful God. Please bless the listener today, God, and if they have any needs in their life, please bless them. If they're fighting with their spouse, or if they're having job issues or financial issues or it's just personal issues, God. Just bless their mental needs, their personal needs, their financial needs, God. And if anybody's not saved, please let them come to know you through this podcast, God. And I just thank you so much for letting us already see somebody saved, God. And it's just all glory to you. I love you, God. In your name I pray, amen. So in this episode today, I'm going to go over something that actually I struggle with probably the most out of everything. And that's being patient, having patience. I'm very impatient when it comes to knowing God's will or what God has for me. And it's partly because the way we grow up in this generation nowadays is like my pastor likes to say, it's like the McDonald's generation. We go through the draft and we want our food right now. I'm a part of that. And when we pray, we want God to bless us right then and there. And that's just not how God operates. God his timing is slow. He likes to let things play out. He likes to just see how you're going to act. You know, almost like a parent, you know, when you're in the grocery store or Walmart or something, you ask for a toy and the parent says no, just to see how you will react, you know. And if you react good, he might give it to you, or your parents might give it to you. God's almost the same way, you know. He might wait just a minute just to answer your prayer, just to see how you react, you know. And that's the biggest big struggle I have is being patient, just waiting for God's will and praying. I was just doing some studying and reading some Bible verses. I actually thought I did an episode on this already, because some of the Bible verses that I looked at that has to do with patience and things like that are some of the Bible verses I've already gone over. And that's just because God, you know, uses it and uses some of the same Bible verses in several different aspects of life. You know, you can each Bible verse has so much in it. You can't just get one thing out of it. You can get so much meat out of one verse. And that's why some of the verses you can apply in different aspects. But one of the verses, well, you know, again, one of my favorite books is Psalms. And I was in Psalms 27 and verse 14. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Just, it's very simple, you know. You know, and I like to look up, you know, I like to do simple things, like look up simple stuff so people don't get confused when I'm reading the word. It's a very simple Bible verse to understand. It just says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Self-explanatory. It just says wait. You have to wait on the Lord. He knows what's going on. He knows the future. He knows the thing you're praying for. He knows what's already going to happen. So it just says wait, you know. It's just, you know, we have to wait when we're praying. And I know that's something I'm working on daily in my life is when I pray, I have to let God take care of it. I can't ponder on it in my brain. That's something Satan wants you to do. Satan's over here making you, hey, think about this. When is this going to happen? Is God even there listening to you? We can't. As soon as we pray for it, we got to let God take care of it. And then let's go down here. Let's see another verse I wrote down. Okay, so I was in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And sorry, guys, if you hear a dog, my window's actually open because it feels good outside. So, but yeah, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There's a time, like, there's a season for everything. There's a time for everything. Like, it's just right there. All these are pretty much self-explanatory. Like, I don't have to explain them. Like, I can read it and you'll just know. It's so simple. Like, let's go over to Proverbs. I've read this verse on this podcast a lot. It's one of my favorite. It was actually two verses, but Proverbs, you know, probably my favorite book is tied with James, because James is probably my favorite book too. But Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Right? Very simple. Just don't lean onto your own knowledge. Like, you're not smart enough. None of us are smart enough to get through this. So it just says, trust in the Lord, you know, with all thy heart. No, I can't trust in myself. I'm a sinner. I don't know. I'm flawed. There's no way I can do the things I need to do and be right with God. Like, I can't do the things myself. I need God to get through this life. I need God to get through the day. That's what that's saying. I can't do often. And it always goes back to the same thing. Pride. You know, often we have these problems in our life, you know, how are we going to pay the bills, or why am I fighting with my spouse, or why is my kids not listening, or why am I getting a flat tire? I mean, and it's pride, because we don't want to go to God about it, you know. Why do I keep losing my job, or et cetera, whatever. You could fill in the blank. Why is this happening? You know, I'm going to do it myself. I don't need nobody's help. And God doesn't like that. God says, yes, you do. You need my help. Or God says, I put that person in your life to help you, and you're going to deny them? Like, this is just crazy, crazy. Like, pride's going to be the downfall of everybody. Pride is the reason people go to hell. Pride is the reason people get divorced. Pride is the reason people lose friendships. Pride is the reason we lose jobs. Pride is the reason that majority of the problems we have happen. And then, again, I have this wrote down. This is probably one of my favorite verses, you know. Galatians 6:9, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." We're going to reap what we sow. You sow good works, you're going to reap good things. If you sow bad things, you're going to reap bad things. You know, and it's... You know, and I try to be transparent on this episode, this podcast, because, you know, I'm just a real person. I'm not better than anybody in this world. I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. I'm not rich. You know, I'm not better than anybody at all. And then, like I said, patience is a big thing I struggle with, because I want things now. You know, I suffer. I mean, I deal with depression and anxiety and all that stuff, and I pray and I go to God for it. And it takes time to heal those things. It doesn't just happen overnight. Like the old saying goes, Rome wasn't built in a day. And from where I was a couple months ago to where I am now is 100% different. Depressing thoughts, really. My anxiety hasn't really flared up as much. God is blessing me. And he's helping me. But it's taking months, a couple months. Like, it's taking time, like, and I catch myself slipping sometimes. So then, immediately what I do is I just start praying. Before, when I would do that, I would just ponder on those thoughts and say, yeah, you know, I'm a nobody. I'm nothing. I don't deserve anything. You know, woe is me. I would have those depressing thoughts. Like, no one cares about me. No one loves me. Now, as soon as Satan starts making me think about that, I just start praying and asking God to let me have godly thoughts. Or I'll turn on some Christian music and start listening, or I'll read a Bible verse and get that fixed. And that's a great way that I've been able to pretty much control it. But another thing I struggle with, other than that, is dealing with patience and things like that is, and this is a hard one for me because I'm single right now, and I actually do want eventually to have a family and kids, you know, and right now, I mean, I haven't been in a serious relationship, I don't think ever, really. And it's very hard sometimes to go through things alone and not with the help meet, like not with the spouse or not with the girlfriend or whatever. And, I just gotta be patient. I pray every single day for God to send me the one that I'm supposed to marry. So it's hard though. That's one of the hardest things I've dealt with. I'm almost 30 and I'm every day I'm just asking God to bless me. And I know he's going to. I firmly believe that God made someone for everyone. So I'm not, you know, I know my ones out there. I'm just waiting for God to send them to me. And I might not be ready. So God's getting me ready, or she might not be ready and God's getting her ready. And I'm starting to understand those type of things. And God's making me, you know, be more patient. And it's hard for me sometimes. And I struggle with it. And I get sad sometimes, and I just have to ask God to help me and take care of that for me. I know he's going to send somebody for me, but that's just one of the biggest things on the top. If you're going to ask Rodney, one of the biggest things you struggle with right now, that's probably number two or three on the list. But, and if that's something you guys that listen want to pray for me about, that's something you guys can pray for me about, is that specific type of thing. But moving on here, let's see what other verses I have written down here. Let's see. So this one you can, okay, so I did write down Luke 18:27, because you can still use this as being patient. It says, and he said, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. So something in my brain that I think, man, this is impossible. If I pray about it, God, it's possible with God. Just be patient. It's just the biggest point I want to get out of this episode is we want things now. And God says, wait. Now, yes, sometimes God will, you'll pray and God will answer immediately. But the big things, God takes time. It takes time. God wants to see your attitude. God wants to see your heart. Because often, this is what often happens. And you can say I'm wrong, but I've seen it too much. We'll pray for something. We'll pray, you know, God, please heal my family member of cancer. Or God, please let me get that promotion. And it doesn't happen in 2 days, so we get mad and don't pray ever again, or don't go to church, or don't read the Bible. And that, how is that? So, why would God answer your, like, that stuff? He wants to see how faithful you are. How much do you want that? How much is it in your heart that you want that? How much are you going to go to him? Are you going to fast? Like, how much prayer are you going to spend in how much time are you going to spend in prayer? 10 minutes for that big thing? 5 minutes? I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I think the one time I prayed about almost an hour and 30 minutes just for a wife. That might sound crazy to you, but like that's something I really want right now. Like that's something that is on my heart, is to have a family, because I didn't grow up with I don't know my father. I didn't grow up with a good relationship with my mother. My grandparents raised me, so I want to start a family and have something that I never really had. And I just said something on my heart. And I know God's going to send it. And it's just, we got to be patient for those things we want. God knows our heart. You know, God, and the Bible says God wants to give you the desires of your heart. I've already said that in a couple episodes already. But how much do we want it, though? So anytime you're trying to, like when you go to get a new job, they don't spend 2 hours training you. Usually they spend a week training you, 2 weeks. Or when you're trying to play sports in any kind of level, you practice every day. It works on it. Or if you're trying to lose weight, you go to the gym. You don't go to the gym just for an hour. You go to the gym until you lose that weight. It's the same thing. You pray. How much are you going to pray? How much do you want it? How much do you want God to give you that specific thing? And then you turn around and you have to have a good attitude. You have to be patient. Patience is a virtue. That's, I mean, it's a quote. Like being patient with things. Watching things play out. That's how God operates. God doesn't operate in the McDonald's generation. It's not now. And also, and this is not really a patient thing, but we also got to be okay with the answer. What if God says no? Are you gonna say praise you, God? Are you gonna get all poochy lipped and mad and God doesn't love me? Church is for no reason, blah, blah, blah. That's important too. And God already knows your heart. So if you pray for something and he says no and you get all mad, then, you know, what's the purpose? God's just not there to be used. God wants a relationship with you. God wants your whole heart, not just half your heart. And here's another thing, like you want God to answer that big, big prayer you have. He can't answer your prayer. Patience won't really matter if you don't know him. And you say, what do you mean? How do I know him? Like, if God doesn't know you, if Jesus doesn't know you, if you're not on your way to heaven, then that what you're praying for doesn't matter. I actually know people that will just say, I believe God. And don't ever act like it and say, I'm praying for this, and then it's not working. Well, normally, you know, that just means you don't really know him. Now, I don't know if somebody is saved or not. I can't tell you that. I can just tell you how you can know. I do have friends and I do have family members that are not saved. And it does bother me every single day, and I've said this before. And I do this podcast to see people get saved because that's the end goal. That's the only reason we're here. That's why I'm a Christian, is to lead other people to Christ and tell my story of what God has done for me. And it bothers me, and I've wept about it. I've cried to God about my friends being going to hell, my family going to hell, and I've asked God to soften their heart, to be attentive to the word when I talk to them about it, and to be understanding. And it's working. I see it working. God is blessing. God has let me lead one of my closest friends to the Lord. And I know I have other friends that are asking questions, and God's just really blessing. So that's why I do this. But the whole goal is for somebody to listen to this and say, I don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to know. It's very, very simple to know. And I'm going to give you a brief overview of how you know. If you want the full, full everything, you can go to my very first episode. It's the Two Paths episode. We're on Two Paths. You can listen to it. And I've actually had a lot of people say that's one of their favorite episodes. I suggest you listen to it. It's one of my favorite episodes. But the only way that you can get to heaven is if you believe God sent Jesus Christ, his son, to this earth to die on a cross for your sins and rose him up again. That's the only way you can get to heaven. You can't get to heaven with any money. You can't get to heaven with donating to charity. You can't get to heaven by being a nice person, by buying homeless people food, by being a good-hearted person, any good works, no matter what you do. The only way you can get to heaven is if you believe God sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins. That's the only way to do it. There's no other way to get to heaven. It's very simple. It's free. God doesn't make you pay for it. God sent his son Jesus to this earth to be beaten and hung on a cross for my sin, for your sin. Me and you are the same. We're both sinners. God looks at us the same. All sin is the same in God's eyes. We all have to be saved from it. It's very easy to ask God to come into your heart. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say a quick prayer to show you an example of what you would say. If you want to pray this prayer, you can. this prayer does not save you. I can't save you. Only God can. The only way to get to heaven is if you say this prayer and believe it fully in your heart, then God will take you to heaven. Dear Heavenly Father God, I thank you for today. I know I'm a sinner, and I know I deserve to go to hell. God, I don't want to go to hell. And I believe you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sin. And I believe you did rise him up again. God, please come into my heart and save my soul from hell and take me to heaven when I die. In your name I pray, amen. So if you pray that prayer and you fully, fully believe it in your heart, then God will take you to heaven when you die. No matter what you do, you can never lose your salvation. If you pray that prayer and you believe it, God will take you to heaven. That's the only way to get to heaven. That's the only way to do it. God will give you a chance after chance after chance after chance after chance. And then when you think he's done giving you chances, he'll give you one more chance to get to heaven. Well, this is my 9th episode. That's at least 9 chances if you listen. God will keep giving you a chance. But when he's done giving you a chance, it's too late. And I do not want you to go to hell. When it's all said and done and we're standing up there and God and I'm up there with you guys, I don't want to see God send you to hell. But he will if you do not believe in him. So please pray that prayer. Please believe it in your heart. If you did that, please message me and let me know. Because I want to rejoice. I want to give praise to God. But I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Guys, let's just have patience when we're going through life. Be patient with God. He's working on your life right now. He's molding you into the way he needs you to be for him. So let's just continue to be patient. If you have a prayer request, message me on Facebook. You can message me on the Facebook page. You can message me my number if you have it or any other social media I might have. I appreciate you guys for listening. I really love you guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Have a good night.